more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory. On heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are the oceans in darkness, are starving for life-giving bread.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. It is indeed a pleasure to greet the listeners of radio station XEG once again with another gospel broadcast. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Your speaker is Willie Murphy. Our hearts are filled to overflowing with gratitude because of the sincere interest our listeners have taken in this gospel work. Your kind words of appreciation and encouragement have meant so much to us from week to week. We feel deeply indebted to God and to you because of your interest. Now, it seems that we will never be able to repay the debt we owe to God and His people in a material sense, but we hope that the messages may bring comfort and cheer to those who listen and read them, both far and near, and that some may be saved who otherwise would have never known the saving grace of our Lord. We cannot begin to compare the value of a soul with material wealth. One soul alone is worth more than all the wealth of the world combined. Therefore, we give thanks to God and take courage. Listen now to the reading of the scripture from Philippians, the 3rd chapter, and beginning with verse 13. I quote, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." This is now our 3rd message upon this same scripture. In the last 2 weeks, we've discussed the thought of forgetting the past and also of reaching forth unto the things which are before. I trust that each of you have widened your spiritual insight into the deeper things of God as you lift up your eyes and look upon the fields before you. It is only when we are willing to leave the past in the hands of God and earnestly reach forth with a sincere desire to fulfill His will in our lives for the future that we're able to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It would be well for us to take a look at the definition of the word press from Webster's Dictionary. It first says, to bear down upon, to squeeze. It goes on to further define the term press in this manner: to hurry, to speed up, or the like, as to press a horse in a race. Therefore, We see this denotes urgency or a compelling force to continue or to win a race. I believe that it is necessary for one to exert some of his effort even to enter into the kingdom of God. Listen to this verse found in St. Luke chapter 16 and verse 16. I quote, "The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it." Some people seem to have the feeling that they don't want to read the Bible too much or to be too closely associated with those whom they consider to be contaminated with strict rules of daily living, for fear lest their pleasure in this world should be spoiled. In other words, they consider religion to be a contagious disease which might rub off on them, perchance at a time when they were unaware. But let me assure you, this is not the case with true Bible salvation. First, you must possess an earnest desire to know the will of God. Secondly, you must be willing to forsake every known sin and command the forces of your will to press into the kingdom of God. In other words, you must earnestly seek for his salvation. Let me illustrate it this way. In St. Mark, the 11th chapter, and beginning with verse 46, we read about a blind man called Bartimaeus, who sat by the highway side begging. One day when Jesus passed along the way nearby, he began to cry out for mercy, while many entreated him to hold his peace. But this is where he used the power of pressing his way to Christ. The more he was entreated to be quiet, the more he called out, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Finally, Jesus stood still and commanded that Bartimaeus be brought to him. Then Christ asked him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" No doubt it brought him joy to present his case before the Lord, for he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." But listen now to those comforting words which were spoken from the lips of our Savior to blind Bartimaeus, for he said, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Friends, do you think that Bartimaeus would have received his sight if he had listened to his advisors to be quiet? Of course not. He received his sight because he pressed his case at a time when his need was so great. This brought the desired results, and his eyesight was made a reality. There might be some then who would get the opinion that after they are made a new creature in the kingdom of God, their pressing is all over with. From here on out, things are bound to be smooth sailing. But wait a minute. This is another mistaken opinion. Here is where the forces of evil unite in their efforts and use every conceivable means to hinder and delay your journey as you enter into this spiritual warfare. You will find that it is more necessary than ever before to hold fast to God's unfailing promises as you ever press your way heavenward. The apostle said, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Friends, let us each one be thus minded. Let us settle it once and for always that from here on, as our trials become thicker and our obstacles before us greater, that we will ever be found pressing homeward to the prize awaiting for those who are faithful. I seem in my fancy to hear the words of the Apostle Paul as they echo back to us through the ages of time after he made this notable statement in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and beginning with verse 6. I quote, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Listen to the poetry entitled Press On by B.E. Warren. Press on, my brother, sister, and face the deadly foe. Through Jesus Christ we'll conquer while traveling here below. Press on and let thy failings a blessing to thee prove. No wave of care or sorrow thy trusting soul shall move. Press on, though raging tempests and fiery billows roll, while crossing life's rough rapids, he'll safely guide thy soul. Press on mid strong temptation, tell Satan he must flee. In Jesus' name resist him, and victory thine shall be. Press on forever trusting, in faith believing too. In spite of doubt or feeling, God's word will take you through. Press on to what's before us, forgetting all the past. The light of heaven so glorious, eternally shall last. And now, let us ask our Heavenly Father for the needs of those who hear the broadcast tonight. Our Father, thou dost know the heart of each one who has their radio tuned to this broadcast. We pray that along with this message may go the Spirit of God to instruct, to reprove, and to comfort those who hear. May each one be encouraged to forget the things which are past, and as they reach forth to the things which are before them, give them grace to press their way heavenward. For Christ's sake we ask it. Amen. Listen now to the song entitled, Are You Adorning the Doctrine? As sung by Lynn and Alan McCarver, Manuel and Marie Mitchell.
Are you adorning the doctrine, the glorious doctrine of God? Walking so holy before him, following where he hath trod. So when the world looks upon you, nothing but Christ is in view. So when the world looks upon you, nothing but Christ is in view. Adorning the doctrine and making attractive the way, honoring Christ by your actions and by the words that you say. Are you, my brother and sister, proving the Bible is true?
This message has been brought to you by The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like to have a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by simply sending us your request. Address it to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours. And a very pleasant good night.
Jesus will shine it within you, showing these graces divine.